Zeggen de zus Ave Maria, que bis o Christus, zeggen de zus de Heer, schelen we ze schoof aan. Okay, so let's just chazer over briefly what we discussed yesterday. We were learning the tshuva, packet one of the Marshag, which we can continue today as well, Bez Hashem. And the Marshag has a sod about Achana. The case of the Marshag was a person was milking a cow, a goy was milking a cow at Shabbos. They were milking for, to give to people, to sell to people, Jews, non-Jews, whatever. This non-Jew was milking a cow. And the question is, am I allowed to? In those days, if you didn't go, it was like before Moshe's heter of government rules, you had a mamish be there, Yisrael Roehu, so it shouldn't have this sort of all of Akum. So the question is, could the Jew go on Shabbos to watch the milking of the cow? The milk is going to be brought after Shabbos. The milk is going to be for after Shabbos. So is that considered hachana to go to the goy's house on the goy's farm on Shabbos to watch the milking taking place on Shabbos for Motzai Shabbos? Would that be Hachana? So he has a yisod, the Marshag, that now the reason why he went on Shabbos is because on Motzai Shabbos he doesn't milk. He just milks on Shabbos. So it's not, so he says that the idea of Hachana is you do something on Shabbos to save time for Motzei Shabbos or to save Tircha on Motzei Shabbos. But if you're not doing that for that reason, you're just doing it because there's no option on Motzei Shabbos. So even though technically it's in preparation of Motzei Shabbos, but that's not the reason you're doing it, so then that's considered okay for and that's not a problem for Chana. And several rayas that he brings. One raya is that we know that a klisha b'lachto l'heter. So klisha b'lachto is so you can move the tzar kufu, the tzar b'komo. Klisha b'lachto l'heter, you can even move mechamel itself. In other words, it's out in the backyard and it's well fenced in, so there's no question of hotza, nasa. And he left a kli there, he left a fork, a metal fork. And the assumption is if you leave it there the whole day, the sun is beaming down and it'll ruin the fork. So can I move it in on Shabbos? Even though I'm not going to be using this fork, say it's some fork that I'm not going to be using on Shabbos. So the halacha is, mechamel itself is mutter. Ab wanted to say it's a question of achana. So he says, no, it's not achana, because you're not just doing it to save time. You're doing it to be matzil from getting destroyed. So that's not considered achana. Because again, you're not doing it to save tirchut, save time in Motzai Shabbos. And then the last raya that he brought was from Hataras Nedarim, that you can't be Matir Neder on Shabbos if it's for Motzai Shabbos, for the purpose of the is for Motzai Shabbos, because that would be considered Hachana. But if the husband has to be Mefer a Neder, even though it's only going to be relevant for after Shabbos, you could do it. It's not good because there, if he doesn't do it today, then it's going to be too late. And because the Baal can only be made for B'Yom Shomo. And if it's no longer B'Yom Shomo, it's too late. So therefore, he brings his Araya that even though it's not the Tzor of Shabbos, but if he's not going to be made for Shabbos, he's going to be mafsid the opportunity to be made for, then he could. So that's the sort of the Marshag, Marshag again, the Talmud of the Maram Shik, who is the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. And if you take a look, Rashbag has more than one tshuva on this topic. On page 10, here's another tshuva. And where he discusses other, this person, I think it's the same Yosef Kreuz, Rav Yosef Kreuz, who he wrote the original tshuva to, apparently wrote him back with some questions. And now he is replying to those questions. So he says, page 10, Siman Samach Gimel. Achar Drisha Shalom Tovo. So Kibalti Mechtovo Sheinis. I got your second letter. See, those were the good old days when people used to write letters. No, we're not. What?
What's a letter?
Yeah. Remember, I lived in the day that I went to summer camp. My parents wrote me letters. Summer camp. Now who writes letters anymore? You know, everyone has a cell phone and everyone has a phone and this. That. Now, payphone. What's a payphone? Yeah, payphones are, you know. I remember we used to stand in line at Cambry Avenue to use the payphone to speak to our parents in America. Who has payphones today? So okay, different world. So he says, "Kibalti b'chtov sheinis lobasi elo l'hashiv al astiras achazokos shematzam molas gvotaroso al dvara." He says, "I'm here to answer the questions." The strong questions that you asked on me. The Inyan Vir, the Isra Shalchanam, Yisham Skodish, Al Yimei Achol. The Hikshim, Allah Skodos, Allah Mehachta, Mavur Mesech is Beitza. It says in Mesech the Beitza, Mavur Meshulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. We're on page 10, in packet 1, in the second Shuvah of the Marshag. Tilchon Ziyantav, we're in Behemah Musukenis. If you have a behemoth and musukenis that might die soon, so you want to shecht it before it dies, because if it dies and you didn't shecht it, it's going to be an avela. So you want to shecht it before it's too late. So also will shechta, rak ba'ofen sheye efshel lelechol mimene kezayis basim mibodyo. In other words, you have to be only shecht it if it's going to be shecht that you're going to eat a kezayis basim mibodyo. But if not, you're not going to be able to, then clearly you're just doing it for Hachana. But the question is, according to me, it shouldn't matter because I'm not, the reason I'm shechting now, even if it's only going to be for, even if I can eat it because I'm supposed to be bojo. But if I don't shecht it now, there's not going to be no opportunity in Motzei Shabbos because if I wait till Motzei Shabbos, the animal will be dead already without shechita, it'll be in the veil. So that's a good question. That's a good question. In other words, why did you have to have a kezayis to be able to eat a kezayis mivod yom? If I'm just shechting it mishum hatzala. So, yeah, I think that's a good question.
Don't you have to be matzah shtita?
What?
If you're going to do a malacha, not mamash malacha, you understand what I'm saying to you? Don't you have to matter it if you say that it was for the
surah
of Yom Tov?
But you don't have to make any
harm.
I mean,
no, I'm not saying you're
ready. No, you're saying if you're not able to eat, say you shecht at the last second, you can't even eat a gazayas basim b'vodyom, but you can't shecht it. But why? Well, you should be able to shecht it because if I don't shecht it now,
You don't plan to have any guests necessarily.
Maybe somebody will eat it. The din of Hachana is even Melechas Heter, making the bed. Maybe I gave him Havi Yain Miyantim, Havero, Mishabas, I'll have no welcome to Lekin Zeron Tzach. Right, if there's an Eri, welcome to Sheir, if King Tapi Sivitor, etc. King Havi Menachos head to him, Mishabas, Rach Nalkos, and the Tzor Chol, Osir, Nene Isim Mishum Malacha, Mishum Hachana. Chol Shim Lo Yizdamen Az Hadover Tovad, Lugami Eze Nikra B'Shem Hachana, El B'Shem Hatzala. Yeah. Well, Hasim, Gami Sukeres, Tzor Chol Yodim, Shkita, Yim Malacha, Min Alam Atas Malachas. Right, so, right. That's the answer. Right. So it's not only a din on. It's not only a din in Hachana. It's a din. It's mamash. It's a malacha because you, when you, if you're shechting on, if you're shechting on yontif for chol, and you, so then that's.
So maybe it would be more misaper to say that you can do the chilo even after yontif. To be more at this, what you did on yontif was.
You're not going to eat it on the other. So then you did it, checking it, checked it. Yeah. Aval hazam gabim mesukenish l'shach l'miyante v'shchite hi mulachem en alam etes mulachas v'asur miyante min atorah k'mul shabbos kol shein l'tzorach l'ochol nefesh v'ayim in yante l'shabbos l'ochol nefesh v'vad k'ak t'tzorach l'ochol nefesh mutter v'al shochet behem atreifah miyante v'horik zus v'kelev v'shar dov v'shein v'barachila Imitaratsmo, imitara iser, chayiv malchus. The came in the inner ochel nefesh, or ishuv, shabbos yod of shavim, dvar iser. Vafil beshochid of a haroi lachila, mach, shishochid of sabiot of lacha shivar achal, nida na kaimelon, the mokom mokomino, loke, bishum de kaimelon, command isle, psochim, amihovi, imikal orchim, mokom mokom, eager heter, shalayuke, Urak mitzad hoel with rabbanim mikomokom osur isur ina mitzad hachar miyodim alchol urak mitzad madosu malacha shalom tzorach alchol nefesh. This is not tzorach alchol nefesh miyodim dosu they had to shalohel ina mutar urak minatorah with rabbanim mikomokom osur. Urak mitosim sachim lo mizodim ivashel somuch lachasheicha that if you cook somuch lachasheicha that it won't be roy for orchim. Then you're going to get malchus. You can't say, Hoel, maybe Orchid will come. By the time you're talking about all the Yontif, Chachalios, Berev Shabbos, Lahatmi, that Shol, Sholmed, Zman Gronel, Kod of Alayla, Kadesh Yuchel, this Mashal, Mibod Yom, Achia, Koponim, Kimachal, Ben Desoy, Rai Lachila. Right? Because if you're going to make to Yontif Chal and Erev Shabbos, so you have to do it. Zman Gadol, the challenge you have to cook before the night. That appears royal achila. We should the Erev Shilin in the matel mukvar in kanisa deraisa. It's not holy. You got Erev Shilin. You have to get rid of the issa deraisa first, and that's holy. One of the reasons holy mikvah orchim. Is it Rabban and Nishan? I die in the oil shuv ha'erv tashila, but he won't show you a oil in the erv tashila matter is the raisa. He was because of the Morgan of Rome. Okay, and Hashokim Sukena Samuch Lilo, if you have Shaklala Echol, you run him also Yom, who also is the raisa, those are Molochim of Yontif, also Ath Shigir, the Hefzer of Loyishkot. But she ain't came Yeshayos Lechom, you run him, you go Yom, not Shabemes Lo Yochal. But if you shecht it when there's potential ability to eat, then it won't be a problem. If I care, by the fact that they didn't speak about Hachana, sees that I'm right, that Hachana wasn't an issue. Otherwise, you would hate to have Shabbos, you had the Gabbin, Shabbos, Yisrael, and Varenish, or a little Dibu Klaal, me in Hachana, not me in Hoyle. So, that was one thing. And then apparently he asked him another question. On page 11, Gamri Divrei Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuv Yud Ches, if got days, L'inyan Lisa HaMachzorim L'Besa. Are you allowed to carry the Machzor back home? Right, you brought the Machzor to Davin and Shul. So now, are you allowed to bring it home on Yontif? So the Magen Avraham says the Svara, the Tir Sofa Mishum Tchilasa. That because that if we don't let you bring it home, then you're not going to want to bring it in the first place. So there's a concept of Tir Sofa Mishum Tchilasa. Halafaki Haya Asr. Because it would be Asr. So the Magen Avraham is Masha, it would be Asr. So the Shoyal is asking it would be also because of Hachana, because what are you bringing it home for? Yeah, right? You don't need you're not gonna use it now at home. You don't daven from the machzor at home. You're gonna go to shul. So what do you bring it home? So it must be you see, and here you're not trying to save time. So he says, no, also my gam came, but Malcolm Shaya the case is talking about when it's a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, it's a malacha, and therefore you can't carry if it's not with Sarah Yankov. Either it's a karmelis, but you didn't make an eruv, or it'll be a sheish, but eruv ain't got iser hatsa, bachachad of alba. Lo beina hatam v'tir sof m'shem tchilasa, nagafil lo hivir sof m'shem yantif, rachayim m'nochem sham, ol kolim yantif, gam kin yish latir. So, yeah. And then he says, but if the goyim would do another chaliva on Motzai Shabbos, Atam Devemus Harelim wrote to Mahamtin with the chalivas aparos. And those Shabbos, as I bet, it's Roy Lesser like Israel, which will love the Shalach HaChal of the Shabbos. And he says most of the goyim don't want to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and they're going to. Okay, so then he defends himself. So he's good. He defends himself well. He defends himself well. That's his yeshiva. Rav Harford is on page 14, discusses this yisod as well. That's the case, Simon Shin. So here, yeah. So what's the case of Parshas dealing with? Yishabed am l'malos Shabbos a sink imaim tzonanim. Could they losam usochem akelim ham l'klachem? Could you fill up this? What?
Who is this?
This is Rav Yisrael David Parshas. Yeah, I think I put the Sharblot here on page 12. So he's a friend of mine. He's a Talmud Chacham from Williamsburg. That's why he writes sink, because in the summer world you can't use modern Hebrew for that's a no-no. So, right, so whatever the modern words are, you know, for sink, you wouldn't write that. So Ishapir Davi Labalus Bishabas I sink in my pseudonym, Kade Losum Vasochim Akalim Lachim, De Shalogis Yabesh Aleim Halichloch. Whereas you want to keep cold water in the sink, so then, like the chulin pot, you know, you ever tried getting the chulin pot clean? It's not so simple, because once the thing gets dry, it's not so easy. I used to try doing it on Motzai Shabbos, but now I just leave it for the cleaning lady on Monday when she comes to do it. So he says, right, and then I guess we don't have them, but I'll speak to my wife about that. So if you put cold water in the sink, if you finish the chulin, fill it up with cold water. You fill up with cold water, so this way it doesn't get stuck on. So this is what? So is this considered hachana? Because you're doing it, what are you doing it for? You're doing it because you wanted to make it easy on, you know, you're not doing it for Shabbos. So is this considered... But you don't want to do it, so it shouldn't get dry. So that's the question that the Nishma Shabbos has here in Simen Shin Samach Alf. So he says, "Yeah." So he writes, "Yeshal Hachmir." Avomuto lito yodav al gabi hakel. So first he writes. Just like you can't do the dishes for now for tomorrow.
You can move the chulin pot from where it was anyway,
but then could you turn on the water and fill it up with water?
Well, I thought that the sink was full of water first.
No, so he's asking either you. Yeah, but you're going to do that on Shabbos. He's talking about filling up
on the Shabbos.
Fill up the sink
before Shabbos, then you can stick
the chill on it. Yeah. Then he says, Avim Pechim Merif Shabbos, but welcome to Suyum, Kli Malay Mayan, Heshwani Mutter Lolat Snim, Shamma, and Mutter Lavilum, the death be a fetish for Mokam Shakli and Mayan Shamma. Mashenke Darkle Bimosachol, the Shumpam, the Holy Shama Hakalim, Volai, Shaora Kli Biodo, Lakashadot, the Mashuk and Israel Hakanam, Mashem Mansham, Lakhil and Lokhmacher. In other words, say it's in a special place that he wouldn't necessarily put to the Kli there, this thing of water that he has. So is that mutter? So he says, Ella, the last two words, Mokum Lahokim was a mitzat svar samarshak. Maybe you could say the marshak, Lo Shaykh Hachono, the Dover, Shigami Mosachol. Hadech Masa Safsov Daikit, the Dover Zev, they don't say Bishvil Havrochas Man Mosay Shabbos. And came in the name of Nam, how long Gami was a whole, but that will take it from the actual leaf of the leaf. But here you would do it on the week. He's saying you would do it on the weekday also.
He says later in the second full paragraph on Shimpei Bo that I do.
Where?
That is his regulus. The regulus is someone that they have a dish that they clean it.
On a Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
Exactly. Meaning, similar to the Magen Avraham that we saw, that is, he doesn't have a das to do anything different than what he would normally do.
But then there's another heter he wants to say. Mazim of Mayim could be go Ladir Basil beyond Gimel Shkitas, right? There's a halacha of the Gaonim made a halacha that you have to do Malicha within 3 days of the Shkita. And if you don't do Malicha within 3 days of the Shkita, then you can't eat the meat because we assume the dam is not going to come out. This is the whole question of Basar Kofu in Eretz Yisrael. If you freeze it, maybe that stops the clock. And they used to do that, some of the Rabbanut HaKshayrim were relying on Basar Kofu. And another had the worst, if you rinse the thing, what's the idea? Because it's going to lock in. The blood is going to lock in. But if you keep putting water on it, make some point out, so it won't lock in. So then maybe that's okay. So Shabbos, say, is the third day. The third day from the Shemitah was on Shabbos. And so are you allowed to, and you're not planning to eat this meat on Shabbos. It's like raw meat, whatever. But at least could you spritz water on it so you'll extend the clock? Because if you don't do it now, then after Shabbos already the 3 days are over, and then you can't eat the meat anymore. Because
You could always boil it.
Yeah, you could always boil it. That's true. You can always do tzli. But say you don't want to boil it.
If you're a business, it's not an option. You can sell meat.
So the Magen Avraham says, if you're not doing a pool of a guf hadavar, kishtifas hadavas kei rach mazrim alav mayim hul adiach basim piyam gimel shchitasa. Uto heche shechazi liyomei. Lo minkar shehu liyom chol. Hachana mekein hu shedome lemazrim mayim ala basim. Ola shkazi rachas mayim pidei shalich mushu.
You're not doing mamish adavas kalim like the Gemara talks about.
So what's the difference?
The difference in adavas kalim is a pa'ula. It's an active pa'ula.
What's the difference between the adavas kalim and the putting the water on the meat to extend the? Yeah. So what's the difference?
Okay.
But is it pshat that when you do the cleaning of the dishes, you're holding the dish and you're doing something to the guf hadavar? Here, you just the meat is laying where it is, and you just he says. Let's look up the inside. You want to get a? You want to have
it's
a tough kuf? Sif Patton, he's Gimel, unless you have it here on the computer. Yeah, he's going to bring it in a second. So he wants to make a chilas. I think I've actually, I think I have, might have it in a future packet. So the Magen of Avraham is giving a chiluf between a pu'ula b'guf hadavar and not a pu'ula b'guf hadavar. I might have it in future packet. It's Simon Tuff Cook stops the cotton your gimbal. I think I have it in one of these packets here. But he's going to bring the Shulchan Aruch right now, so. Okay, he's going to bring it up in a second. So maybe.
Does that have to do with like future potential use? Meaning, like by the meat, you can't immediately use it, whereas by the fish, you could potentially.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, we just talked about the shift, so I was waiting for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so he's going to bring it in. We'll take a look.
I have the Magen of Avraham.
Yes.
Sifkat on Yud Gimel Basof, he says.
What?
With Sifkat on Yud Gimel, right?
In Siman Tav Kuf.
Tav Kuf. Oh, I was in Tav Kuf. Okay, wait a minute. Go back.
Yeah. See it? Yeah. I think it's the end of the.
Yeah, okay. I think I have it. Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't find it.
I have it here, yeah. Well, I have it. I have it.
Yeah,
you have it?
Yeah, I think it's one line. That's it. It's one line.
Hold the weather. In the car, Mayor of Yom Kippur, the Hadith, or remember, tell the Shinish, the Kassab, okay, right? With a female, in the figure, Yeshla Kel Pachol Yam Benikur. Vima Pasar, who beyond my Shlishi, the Shrita To, Vim Yasher, Achar Yom Tov, Ya Asur Achlo, Ki Im Tzli, Asur Le Nakro, Ula Hadicho, Ayade Ha Ramash, Yomar, Ochem, Alchamim and Kazayat, Kamosha Katab to Masadesh and the Torah thing. The Kishanishchat, Be'erub Yom Tov, Asur, the Habilei, Lenakro be'erub yom tov, v'kach mashma baran, gabe melicha, shekatav, shehu garam la'atzmo efseda, the havalei, lenakro me'erub yom tov. Avo im nikaro be'erub me'erub yom tov, mutal adicho be'yom tov, ho eroi la'achila, k'mo shekatav b'siman shin kapalat, v'lo domi la'adachas kelim she'asur. K'mo shekatav b'siman shin kap gimel, the Hassam Osem Masebi Adayim Shemko Shemasha Enken Khan Sheshopechalav Mayim Vidayo Shari Kamoyu Rakot Abu Bishabat Nirulita Sur Kamoshka.
So he says the difference between Hadachas Kalim is different than. So he's saying Hadachas Kalim, you're doing a Masebi Adayim, so you're holding on to the Kli, I guess.
You're working on it.
Working, yeah. You're tilting it, you're having a court, whatever. You're doing a ma'aseh b'dam to the kli. Here you just throw.
You're not even touching the meat.
Not even touching the meat. So that's less. Even though the ma'aseh.
Can you distinguish
from Shabbos? I don't know. Is he making a distinction? Rabbi Walter wants to know: is he making a distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos?
No, he said Shabbos not. Yeah, but Shabbos nearly dasur.
Shabbos nearly dasur. Yes. Okay. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with this on Monday. Let's just do a parsha and work that good.